Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Jake Minshew here.
Baseball has started calling strikes on tobacco. Major League stadiums are enacting new guidelines to knock tobacco out of their parks. Specifically, smokeless tobacco, which contains at least 28 known carcinogens and wreaks havoc on your mouth.
So next time you get that craving inside or outside the ballpark, pack up a healthy alternative instead. Jake's Mint Chew, made of organic mint. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and will help you turn over a new leaf.
Mint!
Available at jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Also in pouches.
This summer, Amstel Light and 670 The Score invite you to make it a light round. Visit the Amstel Light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a free round of golf with your Amstel Light purchase. Courses include Bolingbrook Golf Club, Cantini, Deer Path, Fox Lake Country Club, Harborside, Highland Park Country Club, Pinecrest Golf Club, Boughton Ridge, and Vernon Hills Golf Club. At home or at the 19th hole, choose Amstel Light and make it a light round. Enjoy Amstel Light responsibly. 2017 Amstel Light Lager Beer, Amstel USA, White Plains, New York.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever sales event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever sales event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Medium hot or iced coffee with two donuts, a bagel, or a breakfast sandwich at delicious value all day long. America runs on Dunkin' and excludes cold brew. Croissant sandwiches, fancies, big and toasted, and premium sandwiches. Participation may vary. Limited.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver. Multicar. Paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Agency manager for details.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
4:03 for the Chicago Wolves update. Studio Chicago Wolves season tickets include great seat locations, discounts on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
The organization goes on. Life goes on. We are more than a tough 2 months. We are more than an 0-6 road trip. We're more than, collective poor performance to date as an organization. So we have to keep growing the organization and putting the work in, and we will pull ourselves out of.
Theo Epstein's Cubs begin June at 2 games under .500, but the goal of returning to the postseason has not changed.
Of course, those are expectations. I mean, we expect to play a lot better over the next 4 months than we have over these 2 months. It's not going to be handed to us. We have to earn it, but we expect to earn our way into certainly being a playoff team and making this a season we can be proud of, even if it hasn't been to date.
Epstein, a guest with Spiegel and Parkins. Cubs host St. Louis tomorrow. Now, the Cubs are 3 games behind Milwaukee in the National League Central after the Brewers edged the Mets 2-1 today. White Sox back in action tomorrow in Detroit, part of a stretch of 7 games between the two teams in 2 weeks. Elsewhere, Cleveland, an 8-0 drubbing of Oakland. Cardinals beat the Dodgers 2-0. And bottom three, it's Colorado 5, Seattle 1. NBA, the wait is over. Game 1 of the finals tonight. Cleveland at Golden State, third year in a row. Powerhouse matchup, series featuring 7 All-Stars, including perhaps the 3 best players in the league today. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. The Scores 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Lucky Sandwich Company, Wrigleyville. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 12:45 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
After all these years, after so many strikeouts and so many fast sandwiches and 6,000 over 6,000 games, I guess, called... about that time, getting there.
Welcome back to our hideout. Jason Benetti, Steve Stone. Steve is the keeper of the prize shelf, and there's something new, I think, on the
there
shelf
is. Today. We have, for the first time this year, we have an official yarmulke. And why this is important is it belongs to Larry, my dearly departed dog. For his bar mitzvah, we let him wear one of these, so it's on the prize shelf.
Bar mitzvah?
Of course, yes. You can't possibly get it, but it's here, just in case.
What you meant to say is you couldn't possibly want it.
Oh, wait a second. Are you kidding? Don't be smirched, Larry.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
I love the old wait a minute. Like, hey, that's a bridge too far now, Benetti. Calm down. Don't you talk about Larry. So Bernstein and Goff show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Also on our live video stream at watch670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle, based in Chicago since 1918.
He's in his side hustle right now in Tallahassee for the NCAA regionals, but Jason Benetti is soon to be the lone television voice of the Chicago White Sox. He's got new multi-year paper, which means he spent all morning at the Maserati dealer getting the windows tinted.
His spinning and, platinum chain.
Getting the rims right and all that, because we're just waiting for how he's going
to
roll.
Or he went to Panera and got himself a sandwich and is, you know, thinking about life. What's up, JB?
Can you guys point me to the Maserati dealership in Tallahassee?
Well, I'm sure you can find one. State University right there. I mean, I'm sure those kids can find you something out there. So
you get you some crab legs at Publix. Yeah.
Congratulations. We'll start off with that.
Thank you. Thank you. And I appreciate you playing that clip, because that was the first time in a year and a couple months that I've crossed the line with Steve.
So how exactly did this go down with getting to this point? Because obviously when you first sat down and they were looking for some new blood in the booth, it had to have come up. I mean, there had to be some understanding, knowing about, you know, the Hawks' age and trajectory. Was this, how much of this was sort of pre-negotiated just based on when Hawk finally came around?
Well, it really wasn't. I mean, honestly, I can say that to you. I know coming in that Hawk is scaling back, and we had talked about that, but we didn't know when and how his retirement would come about. And it has to be up to him. He's earned that by doing this for as long as he has. So honestly, I can tell you, and I would tell you the same thing over a meal. I didn't know this wasn't a pre-planned thing. And it was just a matter of Hawk figuring out when the time was right.
you know, with Hawk leaving, he was the soundtrack for many of a summer for me as a Sox fan. And I grew up on Hawk and Wimpy. And he mentioned about the cookie cutter baseball voice that is in the game now. You know, it seemed like it was kind of like music where it was regionalized, where you heard a different beat. You're like, all right, that's from the East Coast. Or you heard a different beat. You were like, that's a Southern beat. You felt like, all right, that's Ernie Harwell, or that's, you know, that's Buck, or that's Harry Carey. And you understood that sound was unique to that city and to that region. Do you think that the game has too many of the same sounding guys? And are you cognizant of that at all, or do you just do your thing?
Well, I mean, you can't really control your voice tenor, Jason. You know, I mean,
sure you can.
I can control my inflection. I can control my timber somewhat, but I can't. I mean, I could do an impersonation of Kermit the Frog every night. Like, I mean, I can change it some. But not completely. So, you know, I sound like what I sound like generally, and then there are flecks of this and that from there. But I tend to think that there might be some cookie cutter people, but I don't know how many people are talking about a dog yarmulke in the fourth inning.
That's more what I'm mentioning, the way the broadcast sounds and feels, not exactly voice stuff, but like every broadcast sounding the same. All right, this is where you insert the numbers, and this is where you talk about, all right, I talked to this manager. Like, you guys seem to have a little bit more fun on your broadcast as I scan the MLB package every other night.
Yeah, let's bust it, is mine and Steve's feeling. You know, he and Harry used to do bits all the time. They had this gnome that they'd put all over the ballpark. I don't know if you remember that, but Steve's talked about that before. I mean, I think we've just hit the tip of what we're going to do as a crew. We're always messing around with stuff. I mean, two outs in the ninth inning last night, we did something called advanced scouting, where we just had a quote about the Tigers, and they're the upcoming opponent. It's a small detail, but it's something our crew came up with. And I like just kind of changing it. I like, and some of it doesn't work, and we mothball it. And if it does work, then we go with it. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of my feeling on how to do a TV broadcast of a baseball game, especially, is you hit on stuff, but you got to try it. And if it's not good the first time, try it a second time. And then if it's not good then somebody else gets credit for the idea, and it was bad.
You know, I had a conversation with a friend of mine who writes about the media, and he was asking me about what StatCast has done to beat writers. And I wasn't quite sure where he was going, but the question being about how the art of description has been changed irreparably by StatCast, because where a writer could describe a booming home run deep into the night, now you can say the launch angle was this, the distance was this, the highest point reached was this, and we actually have the data. So I'm wondering, now that we're incorporating StatCast more and more in real time, have you noticed a way it's changing the how you can are able to describe things, how you're expected to describe things when we actually have the numbers that describe it?
I think that's a great point. Two prongs on that for me. When I do radio, I'm trying to describe more. When I'm doing TV, I think it's helped us as TV announcers because we can explain things better. I think it gives you the why better than the what, honestly. But I just read one of Roger Angel's books about the 1970s, and then I read right after that Brian Kenny's new book. And so there's this clash, and Brian even says in his book about how beat writers used to be so flowery, and they kind of led the thought process and how baseball should be approached. And then you read Roger's prose, and it is just beautiful, and you feel like you're at the game, and there's this wonderful firing of your neurons as you're reading it. And I think the answer is both. I honestly do think the answer is both, and I think night by night you kind of determine that. But on radio, I would lean more toward old-timey beat writer.
What did Hawk Harrelson mean to you as a kid?
Oh my gosh. You know, you end up having a piece of whomever you grow up listening to or watching. And you know, I think I kind of grew up in spurts, in that, you know, you listen to all the Chicago people, and then you go to school and you kind of branch out, and I got to know some of the Syracuse folks and all of that. And you watch the whole wide scale of broadcasters, and then you get different influences from here and there. But I honestly think Hawk, when I was a kid, taught me that you can elevate the game that you're watching. You can make it fun, and you can make it memorable. Those phrases that he uses and coined make the game memorable and put definition to things that we're seeing and amplify them. And I think that's going to be his legacy long term.
As you are now a part of the White Sox with a multi-year contract in a different way than perhaps you were before, that you are more invested, you're building equity in the White Sox, do you have to guard against the creep of homerism, or does your training insulate you from that, or is it something that maybe you would over time embrace a little bit? Everybody's different in that regard, because in a Hawk, you knew when you flipped on the TV, you knew if the Sox are winning or losing. I'm speaking the past tense, but you know if they're winning or losing, because he got so down when they lost and was so excited when they won, and some of that's okay, but what is your balance now and how might it change?
The fun part about it, Dan, honestly, is I don't know. You know, I think I know, and I went to journalism school, and I love the craft of journalism, and I will, no matter how many attacks come upon journalism from wherever they come. I love that, and I love the hunt for the truth. And that will always be a part of me. And I think where that journalism background goes is in learning about players and learning about where they come from and learning about what makes them tick and what makes their strategy that night against a particular pitcher better or worse than what they've had before. But in terms of how I approach it and the prism I watch the game through, I will always watch the game as the Sox announcer through the White Sox prism. I'll always be referring to the game in terms of what the Sox are seeing much more than I will the opposition. That said, I think part of the beauty of the game is these teams show up and you can learn about them as well. So I like to think you're going to get information about both teams, but you're going to know too from my tone of voice in a big moment and the way I approach calling the game what the Sox are thinking about that situation rather than the opposition.
How's this Sox season treating you? Have surprises, any disappointments? I mean, this has been a season where we understand as Sox fans what the goal is or what the plan is, and they were a lot better than we thought in the beginning, and it's kind of finding its level right now. Obviously, Garcia is doing his thing, but so far, these first 50 games or so as a broadcaster, what's piqued your interest?
I just think, even looking around baseball, like, how people are figuring out who their best relievers are or second best relievers are is ridiculous. You know, there are bullpens full of former position players and guys who have been on the DL for their entire career. And the Sox have this trio right now of Anthony Swarzak and Tommy Kahnle and Chris Beck. And you're like, what? How is this happening? And that's fun for me. And I know Swarzak got touched up last night, but I'd seen him for years in AAA when Rochester was playing Syracuse. And, you know, I mean, when he came out of the bullpen, it wasn't like, oh, my gosh, Anthony Swarzak's going to shut us down. It was like, okay, you know, Rochester's got a fine right-hander. And now he's got this season that has been this wonderful season. I like watching that stuff happen. So that's where my attention's been late in the games, these guys that have been pretty transformative. But, you know, I also think there's a little bit of fun in Avi Garcia, because we all have anybody that has said they've been behind Avi Garcia 100% of the time at every moment at all times. I don't think anybody has felt that way all the way across the board. And then he has this marvelous first couple of months and you say, like, wow, where is this going to go? So I think watching that trajectory through the course of the season is going to be interesting too. And I do think there is something to the hustle factor and the team playing harder than maybe some might have expected. I don't think that should be optional, but they've been fun late in games. You know, small sample size still, so we'll see where it goes. But there have been some surprises this season, which is kind of what you look for in a rebuilding year.
So next year will likely be a season-long party for Hawk Harrelson. If managed correctly, he's going to have an opportunity to say goodbye on his terms in the abbreviated schedule. And then the year after that might, as you assume the chair, it might coincide with the White Sox being really, really good. If we start to project some of this stuff, that would be probably the early range of potential contention. But you might just be settling in as there's some exciting things happening.
Honestly, the best part, Dan, is at spring training this year, you guys have seen some of it, but I got to talk to some of these minor league guys, and they're just showing up, so they don't know left from right and anybody from anybody else. And I've gotten to see these guys from the beginning, and so I think that opportunity to know their backstories and watch them grow and lose to some of them in video games and all of that stuff is like, that's the perfect chance to grow with them. And so it is. It's a nice thing, and it's going to be great fun if that window starts to open right then. So, I couldn't ask for better timing.
The most fulfilling experience you've had as a broadcaster to date?
Most fulfilling experience. Last night is up there. It really is. I mean, there was a lot of running around going on. And then, those are the days you plan for and you say, like, okay, I'm going to get my work done early. I'm going to be ready. I know some things might happen. I know there might be a lot of conversation and people kind of tugging at you. And then you sit down and you do a pretty good game. And I think what you prepare for is the days when you don't have the time that you thought you were going to when you were in school, and you spent 12 hours the night before preparing for the one game because you had to have everything. And you learn how to do that, and you learn how to get your stuff done and go do something in the face of this announcement that's kind of life-changing for me. And I think we did a pretty good show last night. So last night is on the list.
Congratulations once
again. For Boris and Bernstein.
That's enough. Congratulations once again, man. You've worked your ass off, and it's paid off. And your young career is going to be one that a lot of people around these parts will be following, hopefully with team success as well.
Thank you, sir. Thanks, guys.
See you, Jason. Jason Benetti, soon to be the television voice of the Chicago White Sox. Great for him. And yes, the former Boris and Bernstein intern.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
It's the B&G Show. 312-644-6767 is the phone number you want to jump in.
This segment brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Get answers before you have questions with vehicle diagnostics and more. Hum by Verizon is the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com. And also, we have a $25 Aurelio's Pizza gift card to give away. I'm going to take care of your dinner for you.
I'm going to eat some pizza tonight from Aurelio's, so that should be fun. I have to play for you a piece of tape that may be connected to nothing, but it was damn funny to me, and it's about a guy that we've talked about on this show.
That's all I need to stick around here on the Score.
And now, another Score 25th anniversary moment.
I always do my best work on with ladies slightly inebriated.
You or the ladies?
Both, if possible.
Okay.
This Score 25th anniversary moment brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Lucky Sandwich Company in Wrigleyville.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Finally, we get the trilogy. It is here. Game one of the NBA Finals tonight. I love Golden State. Love the Warriors in this spot. Remember, they were up on the Cavs 3-1 in the finals last year. They should have won then, and they're better now than they were then. They're better because they added Kevin Durant. They're better because Steph Curry is healthy now, and he's killing it. He wasn't last year at this time. They're better because Draymond Green is a beast on both ends. And trust me, I would bet anything that he will keep his head. He is not going to get suspended. And they're better because they're running on that high premium fuel. They can only come with blowing a 3-1 lead. Golden State's more talented. They're hungrier. They've got the home court. Warriors in five. I'm not rooting. I don't have a dog in this fight. Nothing would make me happier than to see a long competitive series. Except that's not going to happen. I'm Jim Rome.
For many couples, the last sound they hear after saying goodnight is... Studies indicate that sleep apnea affects as many as 25 million people. It is a stressful, dangerous, and lonely condition that robs people of the rest they need and couples of the closeness they love. If you've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, have tried CPAP, and don't get benefit from it, there is another option. Visit InspireSleep.com right now. You'll learn about Inspire, a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device for sleep apnea. Inspire is completely patient-controlled with the sleep remote. It delivers mild stimulation through the night to keep your airway open so you can finally get the deep, restorative sleep you need. And your partner can come back to bed. The future of sleep therapy is here. Go to InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com, giving you the freedom to sleep like everyone else.
Who provides the best entertainment and internet experience? Best in-home Wi-Fi experience?
lets you stream on 5 devices at once, brings you Netflix on X1 and 75 megabits per second in the most popular packages? No question. Xfinity stacks up where AT&T doesn't. Get all these great reliable features, the X1 voice remote, and fast internet for an incredible price. Get up to 75 megabits per second download speed. Compare that to AT&T. And get X1 and voice for $30 each a month for 1 year when you bundle all three. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and make sure to ask about Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. Get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity internet service with no activation and no line access fees. Plus 2 easy data options available so you can stream entertainment on the go and save along the way. Compare that to AT&T. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Must enroll in EcoBill and auto pay within 30 days or charges increased by $5 a month. Offer ends 6/27/17. Restrictions apply. Service not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. Equipment installation tax and fees extra and subject to change during and after promo. Early termination fee applies if all Xfinity service are canceled during the agreement term. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required. Xfinity Mobile requires a post-pay subscription to a residential Xfinity internet service.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever sales event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever sales event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S., so whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You're probably familiar with the term crash and burn. You know, a huge failure. But do you know the term burn and crash? That's when you take a fat burner that gives you a whole bunch of energy, but later you get the dreaded crash. Look, if you want to burn body fat, I mean really melt your fat during workouts so you look and feel great, try Lean Fire XT. It uses a new concept called thermovigilance that helps you burn fat from your waist, hips, thighs, all over, with virtually no jitters and no crash. For a limited time, every man and woman in America can try a complimentary bottle. Get yours by texting FLAME to 202020. Lean Fire XT comes from the award-winning experts at Force Factor, and it's already a top-selling diet pill at GNC because it works. Don't settle for less. Get your complimentary bottle by texting FLAME to 202020. If you burn too much fat, please decrease use of Lean Fire XT. That's FLAME to 202020.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
It's always a joy to talk to Rick Hahn, the White Sox general manager, Luis Roper. It's just great to see you guys steal what amounts to maybe the number one pick in the draft.
This is a type of talent that would be very much in the mix at the top of the draft, if not considered the first pick in the country.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
So at participating CarQuest stores.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago sports station.
All right, Dan, you and I have talked about Austin Rivers before.
Yes.
And he's a very fancy man.
I was just going to say, a man of leisure and things.
His entire time in New Orleans, from a lot of good sources, was being happy that he would travel city to city so he could do different shopping. He really didn't care about his profession. If you remember, he was the number one player in every publication coming out of high school. There was a recruiting war over Austin Rivers. He goes to Duke. He was decent, hit a couple game-winning shots, never really lived up to that calling in the NBA. Then his dad gets the reins over at the Los Angeles Clippers, and his dad paid him a whole handful of money. Austin Rivers has been talking a lot about former teammates as of late. Glenn Big Baby Davis is one of those teammates that he talked about, and then Glenn took it where everybody takes it, to Instagram, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm in Hawaii minding my own business, and I look on Undisputed, and I see old punk-ass Austin Rivers talking. Come on, man. Yeah, I might have been overweight a little bit. Probably late for one or two practices. Come on, man. Don't know the plays? Come on, bro. You're lying now, bro. Now you're lying. Second of all, your father gave you your money. How can you, like, don't say to me. Your father gave you your money. You ain't worked for it. But I was there. I seen you at practice. You didn't give a thinking you all that wearing them tight ass pants. And, you know, your father gave you all that money so you can go wear those tight ass pants.
Dude.
But keep your mouth closed, man. Shut up, man. You're a bum who's been given the world. Shut up. And just stay under your father.
Oh! Wow! You're a effing bum.
Bum.
Yes. Glenn Big Baby Davis was having none of it. He wasn't, as the kids call it, for the play-play. He took it to Instagram and went ham. Like, it wasn't just one of those things where it's like, I'm not going to comment on this right now. It's as if he had double barrel.
Your father gave you your money, punk-ass Austin Rivers.
Yes. Double-barreled action for one Austin Rivers.
You all that wearing them tight-ass pants. And, you know, your father gave you all that money so you can go wear those tight-ass pants.
Like, I don't know what you can connect it to. I don't know. There's nothing to build off this. This isn't a driver. You don't have to call about this. I just thought that you had to hear Glenn Davis for some reason while he's in Hawaii.
I was going to say, how is he not in a Big Three roster?
Because he doesn't have to be. Glenn Davis is a guy who is out enjoying his life and apparently has problems with one Austin Rivers.
Punk-ass Austin Rivers.
Scoreboard update.
Zach, if someone came for your head like that on a social media website, what would you do, my friend?
You know, I have a way with words, so I would feel sorry for that person. But since when does wearing tight pants make you, quote, all that?
Well, I think he's saying that Austin's tightness of his pants are a little extreme, you know?
Punk-ass Austin Rivers.
Bum-ass Rafer friend.
No, don't put Rashid in this. Yeah, don't take it to that. But man, I mean, Zach, you've probably seen, you know, teammates who didn't get along, and then you're just waiting for it once one goes away. Like, has there been
a
relationship?
Rushon Rondo, Ray Allen.
Right, has there ever been a relationship that you've been around where you're like, this isn't gonna go well when one of these guys isn't here?
Brandon Marshall. Yeah, say Brandon Marshall.
Why don't you Google the 2014 Bears? 4:32 from the Chicago.
My bad.
Bulls.
Too easy. That was alley-oop. My bad.
It is 4:32 for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Chicago Wolves season tickets include great seat locations, discounts on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
The coaches are shoulder to shoulder with them trying to figure out. It just hasn't clicked yet. But, you know, there's, like I said yesterday, there's a pretty big gap between our individual talent and our individual performance.
Which helps explain why Theo Epstein's Cubs begin June at 2 games under .500.
I think I believe in our players. That's why they're here. And so, and I also know that
slumping is part of baseball. So what's surprising sometimes is, you know, when it lasts a while.
The Cubs are last in the National League in batting average with men in scoring position. Epstein, a guest with Spiegel and Parkins. The Cubs host St. Louis tomorrow. Cubs are 3 games behind Milwaukee in the National League Central after the Brewers edged the Mets 2-1 today. In that game, controversial play, a Brewers bat boy was carrying a metal stool and ran into a Mets player as he was trying to make a catch, and it was not ruled interference. White Sox back in action tomorrow in Detroit. Elsewhere, Cleveland rips Oakland 9-0. Cardinals beat the Dodgers 2-0. Top 4, Colorado 5, Seattle 2. NBA go time. Game 1 of the finals tonight. Cleveland at Golden State, third year in a row. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. If you'd like free checking with an incredible interest rate, just say the funny word, Kasasa. Kasasa, it means free checking and a great interest rate, and it means Lakeside Bank, the only bank with this incredible rate. Lakeside Bank, it's about time.
Kasasa.
Yeah, funny word, means free checking, great interest rate.
Covfefe.
Covfefe.
That is another funny word.
What does it mean?
I have no idea what it means.
Covfefe. Covfefe.
We made it up, though. Remember, it's Terry's bit for Stewart's Coffee.
I don't think Donald Trump heard that segment and then there's something, took it to Twitter
on too, it. It's too coincidental that when there was a misspelled Stewart's Coffee read, and it was misspelled Covfefe, and then they started spelling it Covfefe on purpose.
I gave you your ass wax credit yesterday. Not going to give you Covfefe.
It's Terry's bit.
Donald J. Trump, the president of these United States.
I think Trump is communicating secretly with Terry.
There it is, ever since he left.
There's your inner circle, and the actual Russian connection is Terry. But
where's Dredge?
The Rockford connection.
Dredge is in a Ben Carson suit. That's not even Ben Carson. It's just Dredge dressing up like Ben Carson
That was the campaign trying to create a back channel to Rockford for some reason.
For what?
They didn't know.
Beefaroo? What else do you need? Mid-grade weed? I mean, what else has come out of Rockford? Yeah. Fred Van Vliet? Those are the three best.
Sleazy guy.
Yeah, those are the three things right there.
He was trying to communicate with Bob T. of Stewart's Coffee and Terry.
All right, no, Zach, give me enough.
Give them the nuclear code. I don't know about your code. This guy can't work this thing.
Zach,
I don't know how to do it. Hook up the nuclear football.
Zach, give me another relationship or another guy. I mean, Brandon Marshall is the obvious one, but has there ever been a person in a locker room that you're like, when that person leaves, everyone here is going to talk bad about him?
Just remember that year, 2014, when they got to the bye, Mark Trestman said the best thing the Bears had going at that time was the bye. I'm not making that up. Dan was there.
So you're not going to give me a name.
He literally said it.
I got
this
you.
This isn't a figurative
I know.
Thing.
It's
Brandon was job was to go down the middle.
Oh, careful. Brandon ran the wrong. I didn't say that.
Oh, not talking about Brandon Marshall anymore. Zach's been coming to Bears for like 17 years now. So he's got more than Brandon Marshall on his brain.
The number one thing we've got going for us right now is we're into the bye.
That's tough.
Well, it says a lot about your football team.
That's awful when you hear that. And the payoff, Kevin White, ladies and gentlemen, number 7 pick overall for your Trestman woes.
Yeah, but he's not
and
a bust.
And for my woes
he's
out
just
there.
A guy who's been hurt.
Yeah.
There's a big difference.
No, I don't. I've never called him a bust. I'm actually a big Kevin White fan. His 1,300 yards and 11 touchdowns this year will take me over the top, and we will go have fine plated meats.
Get me a menu.
Somewhere in the city. Gene and Giorgetti's, here we come. Chop House, here we come. Chicago Cut, here we come. We're gonna hit all three restaurants in one night because Kevin White will take me to the mountaintop.
Right, onion strings, sirloin strip, medium rare, cottage fries,
sausage and peppers,
garbage salad.
Damn. It's just appetizers, right? We're not even right at the entree.
No, I'm a cheap date.
Zach, you want to come along, Zach? Because I know I'm going to win this bet. Because Mike Glennon and Mitchell Trubisky have to throw to somebody. And damn it, if it's not the number 7 pick overall in the NFL draft 2 years ago, if a man wants to be called Kevin White, then damn it, I'm going to call him Kevin White. That's our guy.
Beautiful. What is that? Velvet?
Yes, anyway, exactly.
By the way, how long is it going to take for covfefe to actually end up in the dictionary as a word that means something?
Well, you know, they change literally in the dictionary because
exactly. Because
so many
of Dan.
People,
because
of Dan.
That people use it wrong.
Because of Dan.
Irregardless is, quote unquote, in the dictionary.
Irregardless?
Yes.
Jerry Angelo was big on using irregardless.
Ooh.
And also tough. Big on drafting bums, too.
Zach's been around a lot of bad.
Figuratively, the fans are right on top of the players.
Yeah, figuratively. Yeah,
that was at Rutgers.
You've seen a lot of bad footballs.
A lot of bad basketball, too.
Oh, no doubt. Not this year, though. They got some kid named Lion or something like that.
The arrow is pointing up. They're moving into a new building this year. You're talking about DePaul University, home of the Blue Demons. And yeah, they're moving downtown.
Got a kid named Tiger, right?
Yes. Named after Tiger Woods. Oh, of course spelled he was. A little differently than the Tiger that made the news this week.
Named after the reggae dancehall superstar.
A lot of mercy. So, yeah, the Tiger kid. He's going to be great, right?
Not this year. Next year.
Oh. Well, what about this year, Zach?
This year they move into the new building and they play a whole bunch of terrific teams. The non-conference schedule is great.
Looking forward to the bye week.
They open up against Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
You know, they go down to Illinois, their first meeting against the Illini since 1957.
Can't wait for that. 60 years, right? Yeah, it's like a Pacquiao-Mayweather fight.
They play Northwestern in the new arena. All right, let me wrap this up because you guys have a big-time show here.
Not really.
Guys, I want to remind you that breaking news on the score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 12:45 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station. And I did see the Bears in a Super Bowl. I was on the field for a Devin Hester touchdown to kick things off. That's never happened, so it hasn't been all bad.
And then you were wet.
Yeah.
And then sad.
I thought they were going to win that game right after that.
They didn't win.
And here's Zach with Mark Trestman.
What stands out to you in that first half?
What is what, Zach? Caller 9 to the Scores contest line right now, 312-591-6700. We got a little Bollywood breaking out here. You win a $25 gift card from Aurelio's Pizza. Dine in, carry out, or have it delivered. Aurelio's Pizza since 1959. It's the sauce. This segment also brought to you by... Yeah, I should probably wait on this one.
Yeah, you probably should wait on that one. You know what I'm going to do tonight? Yeah, I see it. You know what I'm going to do tonight? I'm going to order a large Aurelio's thin crust sausage pizza. I'm going to get an order of those buffalo wings. I'm going to get myself a Cobb salad.
And you don't like leftovers?
No. I got peeps.
Oh, okay. I just order myself.
I got the peeps coming through. Okay. We're going to hang out. Nicole will be working out downtown, so the house will be mine, and Jace, and whoever falls through, maybe my man Eve. Eron and his people will fall through, and we are going to watch.
Does Eron have a home?
Yes, he does. But Eron does a lot of traveling. Look, he's on the road quite often.
Not sure. Something's up with Eron. Because he always has a home.
He lives in Pill Hill. You know,
he's always in the area.
He's always in the area.
Is he not allowed to be a certain distance from you?
It's my peoples. You know,
he's
you
always got that over. Bond.
No, he's not always over. We're always playing ball or doing something.
He's in the back of pictures.
Yeah. Oh, well, dude, he was in the back of that House of Blues picture. You know, my man from Southern Illinois ran into me, my guy Jason. He was like, "Hey, man, you made it." I'm like, "Not really, but let's take this picture." You know, it's all love. Okay. But yeah, you know, we got each other's back, man. You got to be careful in these Chicago streets.
Like, yeah, my wife and I decided we want to go out and have lunch. Mm-hmm. Eron was there. Like,
yeah, well, Eron has his beautiful lady Tiffany, who's always with him as well. It's not like me and Eron are like stepbrothers or just looking for places to do activities.
Yeah, you know, it was 3 a.m. I had to feed the baby. I woke up. My Eron was there.
Hey, let me tell you something.
It's part of every Jason Eron, Goff story.
Eron is always a text away. I will let you know that. That man is reliable, damn it. And that's what you need in a friend, a reliability factor that he brings with his beard. By Cracky.
This segment brought to you by CeCe's. Now at CeCe's party with bacon stuffed crust and new grilled cheese stuffed crust pizza.
What?
Joining the original topped with pepperoni on the unlimited buffet. Just $5 and change at CeCe's. Prices may vary. This thought here from Glenn, wrapping up some of the Jason Whitlock stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He said the answer to Jason Whitlock's take on the vandalization of LeBron James's house is the following quote from Lyndon Johnson. If you can convince the lowest white man he's better than the best, he used the term colored man,
mm-hmm.
he won't notice you're picking his pocket. Hell, give him somebody to look down on, and he'll empty his pockets for you. That's the Lyndon Johnson quote. Racism in this country has trumped the shared economic conditions of the downtrodden since at least the early 18th century. And I've always admired Jason Whitlock's ability to turn a phrase, but his desire to play the contrarian has trumped his good sense. Suppose the persons who vandalized LeBron's home had chosen not to spray paint a racial slur on his gate and had instead burned a cross on his lawn. Would he still feel this way? To suggest, as Whitlock does, that LeBron James's decision does a disservice to the poor of all races is ridiculous. Suppose James had chosen not to speak about what happened at his home. At what location, Mr. Whitlock, were you planning to hold your public symposium on the plight of the poor before it was preempted by LeBron James's press conference? Right. In the immortal words of the late Doug Buffon, stop yourself.
That's it. That's it. Glenn is on the money with that. There are too many people who are happy when you don't bring up the foolishness that happens in this country every once in a while. You know, it's okay. There's no way to heal or get better if there isn't an acknowledgement. And anybody else who has been harmed or put in a way where, and the empathy part and the humanizing part of it, like just caring about
it's
the person.
Person.
Yeah,
that's
caring
like,
about the person next to you. Like, when did that not become in vogue, or when did that go out of style? When it's like, there's too many people like, doesn't affect me.
Michael
I don't
Rosenberg
give a damn. Don't want to hear about
SI's
it.
SI's Michael Rosenberg wrote a piece about empathy for Tiger Woods and compared what was going on with him to what it would be like if your cousin, if your sibling, if your best friend was apparently going through something like this. He said, just because, and people may think they know him, but it's the distance. It's not trying to right. cover that ground right. that makes it easy to make fun and just make it a punchline. Right. When it's like, he's somebody's, somebody cares about him.
Mm-hmm.
I hope.
You'd hope.
I hope.
You'd hope.
I hope. But it's thinking about it that way. And saying, what does somebody feel who actually cares about him as this is going on? Where is some of that outreach? I don't know. I don't know who's around him and who matters to him, who's close to him, and who's caring in that way that he described. But it's really, we're kind of talking about the same thing here. At the top of the hour, you are going to hear from Cubs president Theo Epstein on The Score.
Want to listen to your favorite radio play-by-play announcers like Pat Hughes or Jeff Joniak?
Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears!
Matching your radio audio to your TV. Yeah, that's a sports fan's dream.
It's got a chance! Gone!
Go to DelayRadio.com. Use promo code THESCORE to receive free shipping and order a SportsSync Delay.
Hi, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff here.
And the Memorial Day sale for Mattress Firm means you have to get ready for two of the most important tech reveals of 2017. First, there's the Beautyrest Black Hybrid, a multi-touch memory foam mattress with individually pocketed coils. It turns into a high-tech marriage of contouring comfort and superior support.
That's the one I picked up with the adjustable base. Can't wait for it to be delivered by everybody with the red carpet out there and the white
booties
gloves.
On their shoes. Yeah. Yep.
I'm looking forward to it. Or if you want to go with the Serta Eye Comfort Temp Touch, a memory foam mattress with revolutionary cooling technology as well. It helps you sleep in cool comfort at an unbeatable value. Technology to power off only at Mattress Firm. And hurry in during the final days of the Mattress Firm Memorial Day sale to get savings of up to $1,000 store-wide on the best brands, with mattresses starting as low as $179.99. There's something for everyone.
He mentioned the adjustable base. I have one, too. You should check it out. The best reason being their best financing offer of 0% APR for 6 years. That is 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free. But you have to check it out. Make sure you do. And it's easy. There's a Mattress Firm or multiple mattress firms near you. So go in and talk to the sleep professional and say, hey, this is how I sleep. Sometimes I'm on my side. Sometimes I'm this way and the pillow's this way. They say, okay, I gotcha. Try this. Try that. Adjust the mattress this way, and then the next thing you know, you are sleeping happy. You've got the Mattress Firm guarantee. You're going to love your mattress, or they'll make it right. That means if you don't love it, you can exchange or return it for your money back within 120 days, because they want you to be happy. That's why they say at Mattress Firm, save money.
Sleep happy.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse, renterswarehouse.com.
Jake Minshew here.
Baseball has started calling strikes on tobacco. Major League stadiums are enacting new guidelines to knock tobacco out of their parks. Specifically, smokeless tobacco, which contains at least 28 known carcinogens and wreaks havoc on your mouth.
So the next time you get that craving inside or outside the ballpark, pack up a healthy alternative instead. Jake's Mint Chew. Made of organic mint, Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and will help you turn over a new leaf.
Mint.
Available at jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Also in pouches.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
For your business to perform its best, you need to create an environment designed to succeed. You can make it happen with Office Revolution, Chicago's premier office furniture dealer and official office furniture partner of Cubs Radio. Whether you need collaboration spaces, flexible workstations, or ergonomic solutions for a workforce of 20 people or 2,000, Office Revolution has the products, experience, expertise, and personal attention you need to create the space you want. Start building your winning work environment today at office-revolution.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And the payoff pitch. Hayward hits a high pop fly, playable, third baseman Schimpf makes the catch. And the San Diego Padres have swept the defending World Series champion Chicago Cubs in this three-game series. The final today, Padres 2, Cubs 1.
I think I speak for many Cub fans when I say, boo, stop sucking. They plan to. And we heard them all talking about it, that they know that it's not quite right. And that the shame of it was you got Jake Arrieta actually looking okay. I mean, there were still a couple pitches in there that looked like he didn't release them right. But enough that... What are we saying here? This is the defending champs, and we're celebrating holding the Padres to one run over whatever it was, seven innings? I shouldn't be doing that, and I don't want to slip into that. But I also don't want to overreact, and I'm not going to overreact, but it's no fun when your team is supposed to be great, and they are very, very far from great.
It's kind of average.
It's
kind of average right now, and there's a lot of hand-wringing and trying to figure out, all right, what do you do here? I heard earlier on the Spiegel and Parker show, people are talking about getting a bat. Where are you going to put it? Well, there's a lot of places you can put a bat, but where are you going to put a bat in this lineup? You already got guys that you can't find plate appearances for. So what, are you waiting on an injury to go get a bat? You might be more worried about that setup role or starting a fifth pitcher, starter or something like that. But a bat, no. You hope that these bats will come around. If anything, you know, maybe it's time to find yourself an everyday lineup. I don't know.
No, I see what you're doing. Okay. Well, when we come back, we're going to hear from Cubs president Theo Epstein on some of the pressing concerns for a team that might be pressing. That's next on The Score.
Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff throughout baseball season. Afternoons between 1 and 6 on the Score.
What I don't like to see is a lot of chirping and guys just talking crap to each other. If you got something wrong with a guy, go see him, you know, and then they'll break it up and continue to play the game.
Jake Arrieta with Bernstein and Goff. Keep listening for showtimes throughout the season on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champ.
Hello, this is Dan Mayer from Northwest Metalcraft and Arlington Heights, a family-owned business celebrating 70 years as a local top pick for patio furniture, fire pits, and barbecues. We'd love to help you celebrate Memorial Day in style. Stop in and take advantage of our sale this weekend only on all outdoor furnishings. Our 22,000 square foot showroom houses a fantastic selection of patio furniture that is built to last and priced just right. We carry more than 20 different manufacturers, including Troppatone, Woodard, Lloyd Flanders, and Kingsley Bates. Need something to complete your perfect patio? A brand new grill will do just that. We have over 40 grills on display by Weber, Bromaster, Solair, and Memphis, starting as low as $199. Additional Memorial Day savings this weekend only on all in-stock furniture. There's never been a better time to buy. We are open from 11 to 3 on Memorial Day. Stop by and see what's cooking this Saturday, June 3rd, between 11 and 3 for our Memphis cookout. Mention this radio ad, and we will save you the sales tax off your patio furniture purchase. Offer valid through June 12th. Northwest Metalcraft is located at 413 South Arlington Heights Road in Arlington Heights. Visit us at nwmetalcraft.com. See you at the barbecue.
I'm here with Jeff Anderson, president and CEO of Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Lake Forest builds great leaders who change lives and propel businesses forward. Jeff, you've said leaders are really psychologists. What does psychology have to do with leadership?
So I heard one of the baseball managers in town say that he's really just a psychologist. That's an amazing observation, given the increased use of sophisticated metrics and the complicated business that modern baseball has become. But the truth is, every institution is a people business. And every leader's most important role is to select, coach, and develop talent. Too often we get overly focused on desired outcomes or the endless list of tasks we need to complete. The best leaders spend most of their time thinking about what the team needs from them, and it drives how they allocate their time.
Through the MBA and corporate learning solutions, Lake Forest cultivates working professionals into broad thinkers and strong leaders with the tools to make a difference in their organizations and communities. Learn more at Lake Forest MBA.
Hurry into Old Navy this Saturday and Sunday to get jeans for the whole family on sale. Just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, redeem your Super Cash starting this Saturday to save even more at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Super Cash valid 6/3 to 6/11. Jeans valid 6/3 to 6/4. Select styles only.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Is there ever a scenario where you have too many guys that need to play?
You're absolutely right on. We have a roster right now that you'd like to play guys more often, but there's not as much room. I mean, you only get to play 8 without the DH.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Joe Maddon, what's the solution then if you've tried everything?
We just keep talking. I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever sales event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever sales event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon. So head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Details.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Coming up on 5 o'clock for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, Chicago Wolves season tickets include great seat locations, discounts on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
He's definitely fighting himself, you know, obviously, and he cares so much and wants to contribute so much that, you know, this is killing him, and he's working his tail off. Maybe too much at times. He's just crushing the video and in the cage all the time.
Kyle Schwarber's season has not gone as expected, struggling mightily with a 165 average, but that doesn't mean Cubs president Theo Epstein believes a demotion to the minors is the answer.
No one's immune, you know, to sort of needing to sit or needing to go down.